how hard our job is?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do it every day. Maybe, like, once a week, come in here. But can't you guys just steal each other's stories?
They do anyway.
Just take a couple quotes. Nobody would know you didn't come here. No one would know if you didn't come.
You want to take these and start asking us questions?
Well, see, I would go home, though.
That's what Butch does.
I could see that. I could see that.
Was it strange to play the same team 2 out of 3 weeks?
It is a little different. I feel like we've had this before when it's been like maybe 3 weeks in between, and then that even feels like, oh, we just played these. But like this is really a unique situation. I think it forces you to really go over your usual process for the game. I think it's a week where if you're not focused and ready to go, you could easily be like, oh, I know that already. Like I just saw that. But I think when you can, as a team, mentally just understand, have some mental toughness. Like if we go over this, like it's a whole new week and we start from scratch. And like we say, we refuel the tank and we get ready to go. We prepare the right way. You have a chance to really be prepared because now you're watching games that you've already watched, but now you're watching it with a better idea because you've played them already. You've seen things that they try to attack you with. So now you're thinking about those things as you watch the film again. So it really gives you a chance to be really prepared. And then obviously they're going to come in with some things that we didn't see last time. So hopefully if you prepare well enough, the only thing you'll have to adjust for is the things that come in that are new.
So inside the bubble, turn the heat up. Does that help, like, simulating conditions possibly?
It makes it hot, I'll tell you that. It definitely is a little different than being outside. So, you know, that's the hope. You know, that's the plan for, you know, to get some heat. You know, for us, we're not going to get 80 degrees. We can't get that up here. So I think it helps a little bit that it's a big change on the body. So hopefully when we go down there Monday night, you know, that change will be scaled back a little bit. So, you know, we can't get the Miami weather up here at this time of year.
You would need to be careful at all about, because it's so close playing each other, the emotions and maybe the chippiness that can, you know, be part of, especially two rivals that go at it so quick.
It's going to be chippy. Just this time of year, everybody's playing for something. Everybody's trying, you know, you get to after Thanksgiving and you get in December, no one wants to lose anymore. You know, everyone wants to win games and build and get better. But I think the key is just us keeping our poise, us understanding we're trying to win a game Monday night and just trying to do that and whatever's best for the team and push us forward for us winning the game. I think that just has to be our focus.
What do you think are those keys to winning in December? I've heard, read in the transcripts, a couple people say that around here. You know, you guys say the season starts in December or whatever. So what do you feel like over the time you've been here are the keys to that success in December?
I think for us it's always been understanding who we are as a team and how we win. Each team, each year is kind of different on, you know, what we need to do. And I said it earlier during the season that we've kind of understood, like I was just talking about, refueling the tank, how we prepare, going through those same steps. Like we're a team that, you know, we can't afford to come in Wednesday and have a bad Wednesday. Like we're not good enough to catch up on Thursday and Friday and then, you know, walk through Saturday and think Sunday, you know, it's just going to turn on and we'll be ready to go. Like we have to be ready throughout the whole week. We need to have a good Wednesday, a good Thursday, string good practices together where we're going over everything that we might get, whether we've even had walkthroughs sometimes on Thursday. But we get a lot of plays done. We get a lot of things talked about, communicated, and that gives us a chance to win on Sunday. And I think once you get in December, it's about not slipping up any of those weeks. It's about.
Have you been on teams in the past that maybe could have gotten away with a little bit?
Sometimes where.
You notice that.
Yeah, where, you know, you're just like, it won't be great, and Bill will come in, and surely we'll know Thursday, like, wait, Wednesday was terrible. We need to, you know, we need to go over a couple things, get that right, but also still get the stuff we need to get. And, you know, and we could do that. Some of those teams, it would put us in a hole, but we could, you know, turn around and be good enough to go home, watch film on our own and just pick it up and be able to play well. But I think you have to understand who you are, and that's the key in this league. And I think once you establish that, it's going out and doing it each week. And once you get in this time of year, you can't afford to slip up. You know, that's huge. And I think we all, because of our coaching and staff, and obviously with Bill in the front, the sense of urgency to play well this time of year, he's going to bring it to you every morning. And I think all we got to do is listen in those morning meetings to what he has to tell us and then apply it, and it usually turns out pretty good for us.
Devin, there's been a couple of weekends now that we've watched the NFL, and you've watched kind of the frustration, whether it be this team or other teams, kind of bowl over in games. How do you stress among, as a captain, among the guys that you got to take care of yourself and you also got to take care of the other players because you guys are all in this kind of violent game together?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to – I think we – it's something that you don't talk about all the time, but it's kind of – I won't say given, but it's what we're, why we're all here. We're here to win football games. So at the end of the day, whatever we need to do to win football games, that has to be the focus of every man on the team, practice squad, every guy that takes the field, that we're trying to win, whether that's, you know, in practice, practicing the right way, whether that's in the game, whatever happens, as long as the end goal for each individual on the field is to make sure the team wins at the end of the day, we'll usually be okay. And I think that's always preached around here. That's always something we talk about. So I think we just keep pushing forward on that. You know, things happen out there. It is what it is. But, you know, I think as long as we keep the goal of us trying to win and doing what, you know, our coaches always harp on us, do what's best for the team, usually works out well.
You mentioned you've been around 8 years. Do you still get juiced up for the Monday Night Football showdowns? And what does that mean to you playing that stage?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. You know, you're the only game on. Takes a while to get there. So sometimes during the week it's not the most fun part. Having an extra day sometimes is hard. But, you know, it's a cool experience. You know, you play where you're the only game on. Everyone's watching. Obviously, we get a little spoiled around here where – you know, we have a couple Sunday night games, a Thursday night game. So, you know, I don't think we understand how cool it is sometimes because we're a little spoiled. You know, like I talked to my brother, he goes a whole year with no primetime game, you know, all 1 p.m. and a 1 or 2, 4 o'clock game. So I kind of see that other side of it where you don't play any of those primetime games. So I think it is cool. It's kind of an honor type of thing to be able to go out there Monday night, now everyone's watching, and you know, you come out there prepared and get ready to go.
You guys walk out of this game. How does that affect you guys defensively? That does it at all?
No, I think Bill said it one time. You know, offense can't play defense, and defense can't play offense. So, defensively, nothing changes for us. We want to go out there and hold the team the least amount of points that we can. Goal every week is to go out there and try to hold them to zero. Doesn't happen often in this league, but we just try to keep points off the board. And I think that doesn't change.
You guys haven't lost a game on the road since Miami 2 years ago. Can you talk about that?
That doesn't sound like something you should have brought up.
Can you talk about the road winning streak and why it's tough to play down there?
Well, Miami's tough, just like Butch asked about the weather. You know, that's something that you always say, like, it's not a factor. But, I mean, it's tough to go. Times we play out there, you know, we play in December when we're out here practicing. You know, we've had some decent weather this year, but there's times it's 20 degrees outside every day. And then we go down there Sunday, 1 p.m., and it's 75, sunny. So that's tough. And then they're usually a good football team. You know, it's the division's tough. So they play really well at home and going down there. And I think you saw that, you know, this past week. You know, Denver goes down there. Miami's tough at home. You know, they come out 35-9 win where they just play well. And I think we got to kind of expect the same thing. And especially Monday night, they'll be ready to go. We're going to get their best shot, you know, I think in every phase of the game. So we have to be well prepared in everything we do.
You guys talked at all about being able to accomplish it, about this being a hat and a T-shirt type of game for you guys.
I think you understand that. You know what's at stake. We'd be lying if you say you don't know, you know, what's there. That's the reason we play games, to try to win championships. So, you know, I never take that for granted. The opportunity to get to play for a championship is tough. You know, we talk about winning in December, but obviously you got to do some things right throughout the whole season to have that opportunity. It's not something we're going to talk about every day, but we know it's there, but we know the only way we get that is by, you know, being prepared and going out there and winning a football game.
Obviously, ignore the noise is kind of a popular phrase around here, but How impressed have you been with Stephon Gilmore's ability to ignore a lot of the noise that was surrounding him earlier in the season, because there was seemed to be a lot of noise around there?
Yeah, I mean, but I knew from when he came in, he's a pro. You know, the guy's a professional who comes in, extra work on his body, studying the film, studying different receivers. So, I mean, I wasn't overly worried about anything, you know, during the season, because I knew inside that locker room, he knew that every guy had his back and we were going out there as a group. You know, I think you can easily find yourself thinking of yourself as an individual when you read too much of the stuff you guys write, no offense. But, you know, when you single a guy out, it's like, you know, he's out there by himself, but that's just not the case. We're a group, and I always see that, especially in the secondary. Like, we're always only as good as our group overall. And the best years we've had around here has been because we've had a really solid group where, you know, there's some crazy stat you guys find where we don't give up a touchdown. Like, that's not one person not giving up a touchdown. That's the whole defense as a group. So I think no one is separated from that, including Steph. We've been a group this whole year. And when that happens, you lose some bad games together, but you win some games together, and you enjoy that process.
What do you think about this group this year? It seems like you guys are pretty deep at safety, at cornerback. I mean, when Eric Rowe is coming in for, you know, late snaps in a game, and he's your fourth or fifth cornerback, that seems to be pretty good depth there.
Yeah, I think everybody in this group is very competitive. So when you get the opportunity to play, everyone wants to do well. Everyone is kind of chomping at the bit to get on the field. So I think that's what I've loved the most about the group, is everyone's just super competitive. But we all get along great. And that's the groups that are fun to be around, you know, when we're laughing and joking, and also understanding when it's business time, time to be ready and prepare. I think the cool thing is it took time with this group. And we all went through that together. And, you know, when you get better, you enjoy that even more, because you go through the process together and you take your lumps, but you keep going back out there and you get better. And I think now we just got to continue it. You know, we haven't done anything that I would say is special, that, you know, we can just relax now. I think we got to just keep getting better, keep working, and give ourselves a chance to go out there and play well each week.
Kevin, we popped in a little late here. Sorry if you already answered this, but can you talk a little bit about just Monday Night Football? Do you still get excited about it playing, you know, after all these years?
Good thing we didn't talk. No, we did. I'm sorry. It's exciting. Like I said, I think sometimes around here we kind of take it for granted, because we play, you know, whether it's Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, we get to play those games. But like I said earlier, my brother is a guy who hasn't played a ton of games. And, you know, like, he played all 1 o'clock in a 4 o'clock game this year. So it's a cool experience just to go out there and know you're the only game on TV. No other guys across the league is watching. So you want to be prepared. You want to go out there and perform well, and represent for your teammates and, you know, everything we do here to be a good organization and a good team kind of get showcased Monday night. Thank you.